I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. Every so often it could happen that you're carrying outside on Shabbos. You're in an area in which there is a kosher Erev, so you're allowed to carry outside on Shabbos. However, you're getting pretty close to the edge, pretty close to where the Erev ends, and then a question could arise, are you allowed to carry there as well? And that's what the Gemara in today's Daf Erev and Daf Tes discusses. Are you allowed to carry under the Korah? Are you allowed to carry between the different lechis? And the Gemara, interestingly, says it's very interesting. There's a distinction about what is this lechi and Korah separating you from. Is this an entrance into Rosh HaSarabim or an entrance into a Carmelis? If it's an entrance into Rosh HaSarabim, only then will we be makel, will be lenient, and we're able to say that the area beneath the Korah, in between the lechis, is Tafel, is considered to be part of the Rosh HaYachid. It can't be associated with Rosh HaSarabim, it has to be associated with Rosh HaYachid, and therefore you're allowed to carry between the lechis, you're allowed to carry under the Korah. However, if this area is separating between Rosh HaYachid and a Carmelis, then we say you're not allowed to carry under the lechis. The Chazon Ish says that this discussion the Gemara is having about a mavui applies also to Tzuras HaPesach that we have in our eras, in which you have two lechis and you have a string across. And therefore, since it's so commonly assumed that our Rosh HaSarabims outside our houses, we don't assume to be Rosh HaSarabim de Oraisa, but rather like a Carmelis, and therefore our Eruv isn't separating from Rosh HaYachid to a Rosh HaSarabim, but rather to a Carmelis, and therefore we would have to assume that the area in between the lechis, under the Korah, you wouldn't be allowed to carry, as it says in our Gemara. However, point out the Chazon Ish, that this really isn't relevant, because the string is so thin that you wouldn't be able to really carry under the Korah. However, in between the lechis, theoretically you can. If you have a very wide lechi, then you could have this option of carrying in between the lechis. However, says the Chazon Ish, that when you have a Tzuras HaPesach, when you have two lechis, and the Kana al Gabeim, and you have the string connecting the two poles, the two walls of the lechis, this halacha, that you wouldn't be allowed to carry in between the lechis, is only true in that small area, the width of the string, even though the lechi is wider than that. The only time that the width of the lechi has the significance of a lechi, in terms of this halacha, that you wouldn't be allowed to carry in between the lechis, is only in that place of where the Korah connects them. And therefore, even though the lechi is in fact wider than the string, you would be allowed to carry in between the lechis. The only place you wouldn't be allowed to carry is under the width of that string, which we already said is really not relevant because it's too thin and no one would be able to carry there anyway.